What's upset you now?
Tell you what I'm getting sick of now. It's just doing my head in. And this has accumulated over years now. And I've only just realised that it's always pissed me off.
That's not like you to let something accumulate over years. I think you are the person I know. It's probably quite good self-care that lets things annoy them for the least amount of time. That's the thing about Sean. He just bottles it all up. He just suffers in silence. And I think he should...
Well, I mean, you know how sometimes like it can take a while for you to realise. Like it took me.
If something's taken you years, go on. Well, no, I've got to hear this.
Well, no, all right. Before I get there, if you can relate, I just want to relate to you. Like it took me until I was about.
I don't think I ever will be able to relate to you.
Shut up. We relate.
Just as a general rule of thumb, I can.
We relate. You said to me the other day about someone. they've decided to be nice. They've decided to be nice. You know that way. And I was like,
yeah,
oh,
that was me hinting you do that.
Fuck
you.
Off.
You turn up some days, and you've decided that you're going to be happy. It's like, oh, you're just easy going, man. Whatever. God, what will be, will be. Que sera. You do.
No,
I'd say it happens about 3 days in an average year. You decide that you are one of either nice or just easy going.
No.
Yeah, man. Whatever.
You are just go with so the full of shit.
I go, oh, no, it isn't. Sure, what do you want to do? I'm easy, man. Whatever. Whatever you want to do, you know, just. I'm happy to just go with the flow.
I know what this is.
And it's weird. It looks weird, just for the record. When you turn up and you're deciding that you are like an easygoing, nice guy, it does not suit you.
I don't do that. I reckon what's happened is I've spoken you on the phone after a jog. After a jog, there's about 10 minutes.
I thought you were going to say after a joint. Spoken to you on the phone after a doobie.
Easy, Paul.
I just phone up. Well, Sean, you're right. Sounds like you've got a beanie hat on. What's going on up there?
Listen to me. I do think we occasionally relate. I do. And I think this has just crept up on me and I've realised that it annoys me. A bit like sometimes it takes you a while to realise you don't...
What happens is... Sorry, just to butt in and I will let you get there.
What?
When you say we occasionally relate, I am occasionally able to briefly meet you on your level and just go like, oh...
Who do you think you are?
See? Look how easily annoyed you are.
Well, it's just like you've been too making...
really lend into that.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. But you're making out that you're like, you're like shiny, happy. Yeah, the Dalai Lama, the shiny, happy people. Here he is. Shiny, happy people holding. Shiny. Oh, it's McCaffrey, everyone.
I didn't realize REM were from Cork. Here he is. It's Ireland's leading Michael Stipe impersonator, Michael O'Stipe. Shiny, happy.
Everybody hurts. Right, okay.
That's what's
listen.
A bit like Sinead O'Connor.
Thank you. So, you
know, that's a compliment.
Why not? She's a great singer.
She's incredible. Oh, she's absolutely incredible, yeah. I did a catering course at what was North London Polytechnic, and she was there at the time. You know, when she saw Quick Music and went... It's true, look it up.
Are you sure it just wasn't a bald guy?
No, that's not Sinead O'Connor, that's Dave. It was absolutely Sinead O'Connor. You know when celebrities do this, go, I've had enough of this, I'm going to go and get a job as a gardener. She did, look it up. She went to North London Polytechnic
there. Oh, look up on Wikipedia. Oh, there it is. Sinead O'Connor also cooked a cake with Paul McCaffrey. What are you talking about?
She wasn't doing the same course. I think she did Irish studies, but...
I thought you said she was baking.
No.
What were you doing? You were...
I did a catering course.
What are you talking about?
I didn't complete it. I just wanted to move to London. And I was working behind the bar in a hotel. So I went through clearing and signed up to do an HND in hospitality management.
Oh my God. Right, all I wanted to say is it took me until about 30 to realise that it wasn't the omelette that someone had made. Like, oh, that wasn't a very nice omelette. Or I don't like this hotel's omelette. Or I don't like this cafe's omelette. It was, oh, I don't like omelette.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
It took you 30 years to just... What? What was the thing that finally made you come to this realisation? You made one of yourself.
No, I don't even know if I can make an omelette. No.
Have you...
Go on, what?
Have you ever cooked an omelette?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. I can't remember
everything. Listen, mate, if you've cooked an omelette, you know about it.
Ow! I've probably cooked an omelette.
All right, so let's go through it. How would you go about cooking an omelette? I'd just say, right, Sean, you'd go, oh, would you fancy something? Let's just live in an alternative reality where I would come around to your house and go, oh, Paul, you hungry? And they'd go, yeah. You go, what do you fancy? I'll knock something up for you. And I go, oh, I'd really like an omelette, actually, if you've got one.
Frying pan. Oil?
Yeah,
coconut oil. We're trying to be healthy.
I don't think you start going, we're trying to be healthy. Let's just cook an omelette first, and then we'll start tweaking it a bit further down the line. Let's not go, oh, actually, I'm going to use coconut oil. Fucking hell. I think what you need to do first is locate the frying pan, boy. He's not getting all fat. Start thinking you're Joe Wicks / Gordon Ramsay.
I have genuinely lost a colander twice.
Right.
In my 20s.
Have you been to a fancy dress party as a Dalek? And are you also missing two wooden spoons? Because I think that could possibly be where they've gone. Exterminate. I love it. Just absolutely no effort's gone into it. I can imagine. Right, okay, you ready for this party, Sean? Then you just turn up dressed as normal and your girlfriend's like, it's fucking fancy dress. Ah, for God's sake. Right, and they're just rifling through the kitchen. Colander sellotape to your head and a couple of wooden spoons sellotape to the ends of your hands.
Oh,
anyway, sorry.
God. Right, look, all I wanted to get to... Well, hang on, by the way, just quickly, and I want to tell you the thing that's pissing me off, is the omelette. You crack 3 eggs into a frying pan, stir it, that's it.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, chopped tomatoes.
Yeah,
onions,
whatever. So, people that text you... Right, I don't care. People that text you, but what they'll do is they'll text you like a headline to get you in. So that you'll just get a message from a mate.
Clickbait.
From a mate in text. So you know what I'm talking about. Right, text bait.
Yeah.
Right, this is it. Text bait. This is the phenomenon. We've named it. Text bait. You just get a text. You're not going to believe it. Well, just fucking tell me what it is. Guess what I said? So you've got to go who? Then they don't text back. So why didn't you just tell me? Like, we're mates. What are you trying to do? Like, trying to sell your friendship. Just tell me the thing. Why are you trying to sex it up? I can't believe what's just happened. Well, just tell me what's fucking happened then.
No. Yeah, it's micro attention seeking.
Do you know who does it? Ramesh will do it. Ramesh Ranganathan will text me, you're not going to believe it. And then he won't text back for 8 hours. Why didn't you just fucking tell me what you didn't believe?
No. Oh, I've got a brilliant story to tell you when I see you next.
Oh,
I don't want to see you next, do I? Just tell me now. Oh, no, it needs to be face-to-face.
It doesn't. It
won't
never...
work over text. Tell me face-to-face then. I don't want a trailer coming soon to your face. Coming soon to an earlobe near you. What? Like when they do the trailer before they finish making the film. It's like, mate, I don't know when I'm going to see you. Then you have to arrange to meet up. Well, what are you doing next weekend? Oh, I'm busy next weekend.
Also, you know what happens? And it's fucking inevitable. It's inevitable, right? This is what happens. Is they go, no, I need to tell you to your face. You go, oh, go on. They go, no, I need to tell you to your face. So You wait. You meet up with them in a couple of weeks. You meet up, you go, right, come on, let's hear it. They go, actually, it's really not, it's not much, really. Like,
oh, no, yeah,
you prick, just because the time's gone. Why didn't you tell me at the time when it actually mattered then?
That really is annoying. And then also, it's just such a waste of, like, guess who I saw? That's the one, guess who I saw? Were you expecting me to actually guess?
Yes.
That could be one of 500 people.
Stop trying to gamify everything.
I once remember there was a rumour that someone I knew was dead. And then I bumped into him in the now defunct Club UK. Was just sort of in there dancing away and he appeared next to me. He was sort of, I was like, fucking hello, mate. I heard you were dead.
What?
Yeah, I mean, this was obviously before mobile phones and social media, so it was a lot easier for that sort of rumour to... I don't know, dead? I saw him on Facebook yesterday. But not then. Oh, mate, yesterday I had to go to IKEA. I'll tell you this is what this was.
Go
so
on.
I had to get this baby changing unit, which is, you know, in a box... The problem is with IKEA, you can never tell how much something is going to weigh. Because some of the stuff is, like, huge, but light. And other stuff is a lot smaller, but heavy.
Okay.
So it was kind of, you know, it was relatively small, so I thought that weighed that much. So I didn't bother getting a trolley. This is the crux of the problem.
Okay.
I was too lazy to walk to where the trolleys were, which was back out of the aisle... along, round.
Yes.
So I sort of got it, and then I realised by the time I'd committed to walking to the till with it that it was probably too heavy to do trolleyless.
Yes.
And then there was, I assume was a mother and daughter in front of me buying a lot of stuff and taking so long to do it. But looking back and sort of smiling at me as I'm stood there with this thing that was clearly heavy, my back's aching, and I was getting really pissed off. But what I was actually annoyed about in that moment was my own laziness.
Oh, yeah.
I'm annoyed with their organisation and my lack of it.
Oh, Matt, same, I don't know if you can relate
to this. They've done nothing wrong.
There's no other people involved in this, but just being angry at yourself for your own laziness. Sometimes if I got a bowl of soup... and I'm sort of backing into the sofa. And you have to kind of be careful.
Beep. 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 Beep.
But you know what I mean?
This vehicle is reversing. Something out of a Thomas the Tank Engine. You just reverse it with a bowl of soup.
No, but do you know that? When you're lowering yourself onto the sofa, and you can't... Like, what happens to me is, I can't be bothered to be careful. So I think, oh, life will be on my side. I'm just going to sort of drop back. Life will be good to
Never
me.
Never assume that life is going to be on your side.
It's
fundamental error.
Absolutely. I rarely do that, unless I'm backing into a sofa with soup.
With a bowl of soup.
So you just sort of fall back, and you think, life will have me here, and it doesn't, and you spill soup on yourself.
Oh, man. The worst one is when you get one of those takeaway coffees from a service station with the lid.
Yeah.
And then you sort of put... You sugar it.
Yeah.
Put the lid back on.
Yeah.
And then you get in your car and you're driving and you take a massive sip of it and realise that the lid has not been put sufficiently on. I have done half a cup of coffee all down my front when I'm driving somewhere with no change of clothes.
Hello, I'm Tom Crane.
And I'm Simran Shah, and we're the hosts of the new food and comedy podcast, My Favourite Takeaway, where each week we're invited into the home of a celebrity guest to share their favourite takeaway, exactly as they'd normally have it.
We'll be trying it all, from Peruvian street food slouched on James Acaster's L-shaped sofa,
to an Antiguan feast huddled around Andy Oliver's dinner table,
via an alfresco Indian takeaway sat in Tom Allen's garden. And we also want to hear from you, the listener.
Your takeaway disasters.
Your weird habits.
And your personal takeaway recommendations. You can follow us on Insta, My Favourite Takeaway Podcast.
On Twitter, at Fave Takeaway Pod.
Or you can email us, hello@myfavouritetakeawaypodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe, like and share.
My Favourite Takeaway. the podcast for anyone who loves food but can't always be bothered to cook it.
Available on all podcast platforms now.